So it probably doesn't surprise you all if I tell you that we live in a culture that loves to move fast.
所以如果我告诉你，我们当下活在一个什么都是快速的一个社会的话，你一定不会觉得惊奇吧？
We have a speed limit because if we don't have one, people will drive as fast as they want.
我们有一个所谓的开车的时速的限制，如果没有的话，我想大家都是冲啊。
We have self-checkout and we have same-day Amazon Prime because people want things right now.
然后我们有所谓的亚马逊的同日投递，或者是在这个超市的时候有所谓的自己能够check out 的，因为我们要，而且是现在就要。
And maybe when you're on the phone, you might have cut the conversation short and told someone, "I gotta run."
然后有时候你在跟人家打电话打得好好，那个人突然就说，哦，不好意思，我现在有事了，拜拜。
And if someone asks you how you're doing, you might answer, "I'm busy," like it's a really good thing.
然后有时候人家问你说你最近怎么样，说哎，忙啊忙啊忙啊，好像还带了一种很奇怪的微笑，好像这是一个值得很表扬的事情。
Maybe like me, you've had someone honk at you the moment the light turns green because you didn't speed away.
很可能你也像我一样，在这个红绿灯转换的时候，绿灯还刚刚转换绿灯，就有人在后面跟着叭叭叭叭你的车，让你赶快走。
Or maybe you can't sit still, and maybe you find yourself in a waiting room, and you have to work while you wait.
当你在这个等候室坐的时候，你觉得你就是坐立难安的，你非得手上做点事儿，你才能够挨过这段时间。
There's actually a name for this. Researchers have begun to call this hurry sickness.
其实这种症状是有一个学名的，专家给这个状况叫做瞎忙症。
So here's a quiz for you to see if you might have hurry sickness.
给大家做一个小小的测试啊，看你是不是得了这个瞎忙症。
When you shop, do you move from one line to the other because it's moving faster?
你会不会常常开车的时候从一个车道换到另外一个车道，因为觉得你这样快一点？
You might even look at the checker and say, "Okay, how fast are they scanning groceries?"
你甚至会观察这个收银员，看他有多快，然后看计算他那个把那个前面那个客户算完的话要花多少时间。
Or when you are driving and you come to a stoplight, do you count the cars in each lane to figure out which one's the shortest?
然后或者是你到一个停下来，你会看看前面的道路哪一条是最快最短的。
Or when you work, do you multitask so much that you almost forget what you were doing in the first place?
当你是做工的时候，你尝试手边好几件事一起进行，你甚至忘了你真的在做什么。
I've done all these things. I'm guessing most of you have too.
这些事情我都做过了，我相信你们大概也不会免俗吧。
I recently saw a comic that I think sums this up nicely, and there's a woman holding a blender and she's pouring it onto her husband's plate.
有一个漫画吧 ，OK， 就是一个太太，她把她先生的饭菜通通放到一个打果汁机里面在打。
And the caption under it says, "I know you're in a hurry, so I ran all the leftovers through the blender for you."
他太太那个画面的那个字语就是，我知道你很忙的，很没时间的，所以把你所有的饭菜都放到打果汁机，给你打成一个壮乎脏的东西，你好吃。
And that's sad but true, right? How many liquid meals have you had? We just call them protein shakes or smoothies.
你觉得好像其实你大概也干过这事儿，你所谓高蛋白质的流质的食物，您喝过吗？您吃过吗？
But something might be wrong with us if we don't have time for the most basic things like stopping to eat or sleeping.
如果我们连这个基本的需要好吃跟睡都没法照顾好的话，你觉得我们是不是有些出了问题呢？
So why are we doing this to ourselves? Why do we rush around like this?
我们为什么对自己做这种事情？为什么就忙到这个地步呢？
There's a number of reasons that we'll get into shortly, but the result of hurry sickness is that people are too busy to live emotionally rich and spiritually healthy lives.
这些原因的话，我待会儿会跟分享。但是我眼下要指出，就是这个所谓瞎忙症的最后的结果，就是我们会过得身体跟身心灵都会不很健康。
See, hurry sickness means we're continually rushing and anxious.
那所谓这个瞎忙症，就是不断的一直感到匆匆忙忙与焦虑。
We're chronically short on time, and we hate delays.
然后总觉得时间不够用，然后如果有单言的话，就我们就非常烦恼。
And we try to do more and more, faster and faster.
要能够做更多的事情，做得更快。
You know, it said, if the devil can't make you sin, he'll just make you busy.
有句话说，如果魔鬼不能让你犯罪的话，他就让你忙忙忙。
And that's because busyness can cut you off from connection to God and to people and to even your own soul.
因为你一忙起来，你就顾不到神，顾不到人，甚至顾不到你自己。
And there's this loop that Christians get stuck in.
就像一个恶性的循环，我们基督徒陷入这样一个恶性的循环。
We buy into the culture of hurry, then we marginalize God, and then our relationship with God suffers, and so we buy into the culture more, and then hurry more and more.
然后我们相信了这所谓的忙的文化以后，我们就会与神，神就变成边缘化了，然后我们与神与人的关系就变得越来越不好，然后我们就越来越容易相信这个现实文化给我们的一些信息。然后 生活就变成就是这样一个循环式的。
And if you go through this cycle long enough, you won't have much of a relationship with God or other people.
如果你这样一直循环不断的话，你很可能会变成跟人、跟神、跟人都没有一个很好、很亲密的关系。
You'll also be irritable and restless and emotionally numb.
然后你觉得非常焦虑、非常的不安，然后甚至你情绪变得非常的麻痹。
And more seriously, you can't follow Jesus well if you have hurry sickness.
最重要是你就不能够好好的追随耶稣了。
The greatest value in God's kingdom is love, but hurry and love are incompatible.
所以在神的国度里面，爱是最重要的。但是当你在忙到一个程度的时候，你就没有办法照顾到爱，这两个不可共存的。
Personally, I know my greatest failures to love are when I'm in a hurry.
我知道我自己，当我是最不能爱，爱的最不够、最不好的时候，就是我最忙的时候。
As Paul wrote, he said, "Love is patient."
所以保罗就说，爱是恒久的忍耐。
But in our culture, to move slow is bad.
但是我们的文化告诉我们说，慢是不好的。
If you look up slow in the dictionary, it says mentally dull, stupid, naturally inert or sluggish.Lacking in readiness, promptness, or willingness.
如果你查一下韦氏大字典的话，对这个慢的这个定义就是说，身心不健康，然后很愚蠢，然后自闭，然后还很这个没精气神不够，然后永远是没有准备好，或者是永远是不愿意去做。
See, by the world standard, if you move slowly, it's either because you're lazy or you're incapable.
所以照我们这个世上的标准的话，你如果是一慢下来，表示说你不是笨呢，就是懒。
But by God's standard, love and joy and peace are incompatible with hurry, and you have to slow down if you want to love well.
但是在神的世界里面，就是平安与喜乐是要与这个缓慢的脚步是共存的。
And see, the danger for most of us is not that we're going to walk away from our faith, but that we are going to run so fast.And be so hurried and distracted that we'll just skim over the surface of our lives instead of really living them.
所以我们身为基督徒最大的危险，并不是我们会失去我们的信心，而是我们忙到一个地步，就是变成非常的分心，不能专心，然后我们活的只是非常浮表面化的生活，而不能真的好好的去过这个日子。
And I can't.Help but wonder if Jesus would say to our entire generation what he said to Martha. He said, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.
每次读到这件圣经呢，我就想到神是不是在跟我们所有人说话？因为他说，马大，马大，你为许多的事情思虑、烦虑呢、烦扰呢。
In short, we are living distracted lives.
简而言之，就是我们活在一个很纷扰，让我们不能专心的一个生活中。
And the so-called time-saving devices that we carry around in our pockets actually make things worse.
Yeah, 所谓的让我们那个省时省力省什么的这些所谓的高科技东西，就放在我们口袋那个东西，其实上是把事情搞得更糟。
Inventions like the light bulb and the clock just mean that we can work longer and under tighter schedules.
高科技，所谓的高科技，好比说电灯泡以及这个时钟的发明，表示我们可以工作的更久。
Did you know that before the light bulb, the average American slept 11 hours? It's down to 7 now.
您知道在电灯泡发明以前，美国人平均的睡眠的时间是11个小时，我们现在是7个小时。
But I've actually met people that brag about getting maybe 2 or 4 hours of sleep so that they can work more.
事实上我遇到有些人跟我讲说，哎呀，我每天只需要睡2到4个小时就行了，到第二天照样去上班还神采奕奕。
And then we have the internet and smartphones, which are great, but they also chip away at our margin and our concentration and time to just sit and contemplate.
然后我们所谓的网络以及所谓的手机，然后只是把我们已经不多的时间更加的给剥夺了，然后我们的所谓的注意力，我们有能够静下来的时间就非常少了。
And so all those notifications you get are distracting, and having your phone with you all the time automatically sets you up to work more and rest less.
这些所谓的你接到这些所谓通知，所谓的软件，往往是让你能够分心，然后让你的，你如果手机不离身的话，你就工作的时间越来越多，然后休息时间越来越少。
Even more, the time that you're expected to be available has increased.But the hours in the week don't.
然后你所要所谓你必须做的事情就越来越多，但是你的每天的时间并不会增加。
And right now, believe it or not, everything is being intentionally designed for distraction and addiction.
信不信由你，现在所谓很多的软件，其实上就是为了这个目的，为了得到你的注意力，为了分你的心而设计的。
Because that's where the money is.And in fact, if you have a free app on your phone or your computer and you don't know what the product is, it's you.
Oh, so actually, this is they purposely designed it. If you now have some programs, some so-called free service, you don't know what it is, the ultimate goal is you.
And what we've come to find out is that your attention is the product. So every company is fighting for your attention all the time.
所以他们所要的争取的产品是什么？就是你的注意力。每一个公司开发的所谓新的产品，就是为了得到你的注意力。
And with all these things fighting for our attention, we actually stay in this cycle of busyness and don't stop to think about what we're doing or why we're doing it.
所以有这么多外来的东西都在想要引起我们注意力，所以我们很少就是有时间能够停下来。好好的思考我们在做什么，然后我们为什么要做这些事情。
See, a busy life is an unreflective life.
做一个所谓的忙忙忙的生活，其实上是一个没有办法能够三日无醒无身的机会的。
We don't often realize how our schedules are overwhelming us, and we don't recognize how our overcommitted lives might be actually hurting us.
所以我们都甚至没有察觉到，就是我们这些忙、这些要做的事情是多么的，对我们有多大的压迫。我们甚至不能够分辨出为什么，我们这些让我们这些每天都忙得不可开交的生活方式，对我们有多大的损害。
See, your attention is actually the beginning of your devotion. What you focus on your mind on is what you will become like.
所谓的灵修第一要件就是由你的。注意力。
And joy and peace start with turning our minds towards God.
所谓的平安跟喜乐，最重要就是把你的心倾向于神。
But we can't do this if we're rushing and distracted.
所以当我们很忙，然后注意力分散很多地方的时候，我们怎么能够做到这一点呢？
But if this is so bad for us, if rushing is so bad, why do we do it?
但是这些忙对我们这么不好，那为什么我们还在做呢？
Often we are running towards something or away from something.
我们常常这样忙是有两个原因，一个是朝着我们要的一些事情东西去冲，另外一个就是要远离那些我们不要的东西。
So you might be running from your past wounds, and busyness can numb or distract you long enough that you don't have to think about that.
也许你在想要逃离你过去一些让你伤痛的事情，所以当你一忙起来，你就没有办法，再去想这些事情，让你就变得比较麻木了，麻痹了。
Or you might be running towards something. You may believe that your value as a person is based on what you achieve or produce.
也许你是藏着一个目标在那边冲，你想我能够达到这个目的，得到这个东西的话，哎，我的人生的价值就不同了。
You may think that doing more makes you more important, or you may believe that time is money, so you move faster to make more money.
所以你觉得是做的越多就越重要，然后所谓的时间就是金钱，所以你花的时间越多，你赚的钱就越多。
Unfortunately, these things are lies from our culture, and they often crowd out the things that matter most.
很不幸的，这些都是一些我们文化、我们社会给我们带来的谎言，而且往往是把我们最重要的东西给挤掉了。
And we move from one triviality to another instead of enjoying the life of God found in slower living.
所以我们常常从这一些不是很重要的事情忙到这头，忙到那头，以至于我们没有办法能够享受，脚步缓下来以后与神的一些所带来的平安。
This is not a new problem. It did not start with us.
这不是一个新的问题，不是从我们这边开始的啊。
And in short, we actually pack our schedules and rush from activity to activity for the very same reason that Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden.
事实上，我们这些忙忙忙，然后我们的忙的目的，其实与最初的亚当与夏娃在这个园子里。吃那个果子的原因是一样的。
And when the serpent tempted Eve, the Bible says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate.
请大家一起念好不好？于是女人见那树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目。且是可喜爱的。是了。
So it says that the fruit was good for food, a delight to the eyes, and would make them wise.
这个果子好做食物，悦人的眼目，是可喜爱的。
Or in the words of John, he says, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh." The desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but from the world.
我们再看一下约翰一书二章十六节，请大家一起念好吗？因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是你，而是从世界来的。
So these are the devil's three temptations, and they're woven throughout the stories of the Bible.They're his primary strategy.
所以这个魔鬼的三大谎言三大计谋，就是第一个就是肉体的情欲，让你去做一些让你去做一些不好的事情。
So the first is the lust of the flesh, which is seeking pleasure in unhealthy ways.
肉体的情欲，做一些追求一些不健康的事情。
The second is the lust of the eyes, which is seeking material gain.
第二是眼目的情欲，追求世界上更多的属世的东西。
And then the third is the pride of life, which is seeking status for yourself.
然后就是今生的骄傲，追求你的地位、名声、地位等等。
So here's a couple of verses from Jesus. He says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
耶稣就说你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
And he also says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but forfeit his soul?
然后另外一个就是得到全世界失掉生命又有什么用呢？
So do you see why we're so busy? We add more and more to our schedules to feel good about ourselves, to have more material goods, or to prove that we're worthy.
所以您看到了没有，就是我们为什么这样忙忙忙呢，就是因为第一个做的越多，然后我们觉得自我的感觉就比较更良好，另外一个就是能够更获得更多的物质的东西，另外一个就是让你能够 认为自己更值得，更有价值。
But the problem is when you're busy, you're so distracted that you don't really notice that that's happening.
但问题就是当你忙到一个程度的时候，你根本分心到一个程度，你根本没有注意到到底发生了什么事情。
So here's some verses from Proverbs that talk about this.
所以这个在我们看到这个箴言里面，好主席经文就谈到这个事情。
Desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way.
大家一起念可以吗？好，心无知识的乃为不善。
The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty.
诚实人必多得福，想要急速发财的不免受罚。
Do you see a man who is hasty with his words? There is more hope for a fool than him.
你见言语气躁的人吗？愚昧的人，他有失望。
All right, so we're going to talk now about the cure to hurry sickness.
好，我们看一下这个治愈这个瞎忙症的这个方子是什么。
Thankfully, there is a way out of this society of speed. There is a cure.
感谢主，我们有这个
slow down
可以治愈的。
So to cure hurry sickness, we slow down, we simplify our life, and we seek the Lord.
就是放慢脚步，然后简化人生，追求神。
So Jesus is calling us to slow down.
耶稣就是要我们能够放慢脚步。
See, our defining narrative is that we're made in the image of God, but we're also made from dust.
所以我们是所谓的照着神的形象所造的，但是我们同时也是从尘土而来的。
See, culture wants us to surpass our limitations, but God actually designed us to embrace them.
所以我们周边的文化告诉我们说，我们要超越我们的极限，但是神要我们拥抱我们的限制。
Remember, in the story of Adam and Eve, the temptation of the serpent was that you will be like God.
记得亚当跟夏娃所受的诱惑，最大的诱惑就是蛇跟他们说，你们会像神。
This is what the world wants, but in reality, we are limited. We're limited in our body, in our mind, in our gifts, our personality, our family of origin, our socioeconomic status, our education, our seasons of life, our lifespan, our calling.
我们世俗文化要我们能够超越极限，但是事实是我们是有我们的社会的经济地位、社会地位、我们的教育、我们的生命、我们的岁数等等。以及神的呼召等等都是有限制的。
We should definitely strive for greatness, and God made us to accomplish great things through Him. But if we try to do it all, we're not going to be able to do what's most important.
我们当然是要极力争取，做到最好。但是，神也要透过我们来做完成他的使命。但是，如果我们想要把所有的事情都做的话，我们很可能就没有办法做。对那个最重要的事情做好。
See, the devil wants you to hurry, and Jesus wants you to slow down.
所以魔鬼要你快快快，耶稣基督这样说，慢下来。
When you read the Bible, do you ever see Jesus rushing anywhere?
您读圣经的时候，有看到耶稣一副忙的找不到门的那个情况吗？
And instead of causing us to rush, he offers us rest.
所以他没有让我们每天忙忙忙，而是让我们能够安静下来，能够得到休息。
In Matthew 11, 28 to 30, he says, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
大家一起吧。
我的恶是
Do you feel like your life is a burden, like it's a weight?
您觉得你的您是人生是一个很大的负担吗？
Jesus wants to shoulder it for you.
耶稣要跟你一起担这个担子。
Being yoked to Jesus means that he wants to help you carry your burden.
然后把你的担子带到耶稣那边，表示他要帮你一起担的。
But a yoke is also a symbol for his teaching.
但这个担子，这个轭，同时也是他的教训的一个代表。
So the way to take off the burden is to follow after Jesus.
对，能够减轻负担的方法就是能够追随耶稣的教导。
To listen to his teachings and do the things that he did.
不但是听他的教导，还要做到行他的教导。
Come to me, he calls, and this is an invitation to leave a life of speed and burnout behind and find rest for your souls.
然后他就说，来我这里，来我这里。
So the key is, if you want to experience the life of Jesus, you have to adopt the lifestyle of Jesus.
关键就是如果您想要经历耶稣的所的生命的话，你就必须要接受采纳耶稣的生活方式。
See, the way of Jesus isn't just a metaphor for our life, it's the actual way that we need to live.
耶稣的方式并不只是一个象征性的信仰，而是一个实际的生命上的实践。
Our life is the byproduct or the result of our lifestyle.
所以我们的人生是我们生活的一个副作用。
So what does your life say about your lifestyle?
所以你的人生是如何，也就是表明你的生命，你的生命如何，也表示你的人生是如何。
A lifestyle of hurry leads to being rushed and tired and burnt out.
所以当你的生活方式总是忙忙忙的话，你很可能就会是一个非常肤浅，然后非常疲惫的一个人生。
A lifestyle of slowness, though, leads to peace and rest in Jesus.Even if you're in the middle of a crisis.
若你如果能够放缓脚步的话，即使在危困的当中的话，你还是能够在耶稣里得到平安跟休息。
So if you want to experience life to the full that Jesus had, this is his non-stop conscious enjoyment of God's presence in the world. All you have to do is not only adopt his theology and his ethics, but also his lifestyle.
所以您想经历完完全全经历到耶稣的生命的话，然后他的与不间断的，然后自主性的与神相处，与世界相处的模式的话，您所要唯一所做的就是能够接纳不但是他的教导，而且是接纳他的生活方式。
In other words, you can't just believe the things that Jesus believed. You have to do the things that he did.
换句话说，不但是相信耶稣所信的，你还要做他所做的。
We must make his habits our habits.
然后他的习惯变成我们的习惯。
So what are the habits of Jesus? What allowed him to live a life of power and peace?
那耶稣是习惯是什么呢？
So the habits of Jesus are slowing, silence and solitude, simplicity and Sabbath.
耶稣的习俗习惯就是放慢脚步，第二个是不语以及独处，第三个就是简化，第四个就是安息。
Jesus had a very full life, but he was never in a hurry.
耶稣的生活是非常丰满的、丰富的，但是他从来不是在一种慌张的状态下。
And despite all the demands on him, he still made time for connection with God.Through these practices.
即使有很多人都在找他，需要他的帮忙，但是他与神的独处时间还是有的，透过这几样操练。
And these practices are the antidote to the devil's temptation of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
所以这四样 S, 用英文起头就是四样 S 的话，是打击魔鬼的最大的这个武器。
See, Jesus, he put his unhurried life on display for us to copy, and he made space for God and for people.
所以耶稣把他这种很从容的生活方式显示给我们看， 然后呢，他与人与神之间都有所谓的平安跟喜乐。
The Bible says that he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. That's in Luke 5.
在这个路加福音讲到说，耶稣基督会常常退到旷野去祷告。
So he made space for God, and he also made space for people.
所以他有时间与神共处，他同时也有时间与人共处。
Have you ever noticed that most of the miracles that Jesus did were actually interruptions?
所以你们有没有注意到，每次耶稣行奇迹的时候，往往是他被人家拦阻下来的时候。
He was always going one place and then was interrupted along the way.
他每次在这个路的当中被人家拦下来了，然后有人就请他做一些事情。
But because he was never rushing and living slowly, he never saw people as an interruption.
那是因为他的脚步往往是从容的，不是从忙到从这头忙到那头，所以他对就是被人家拦下来，他也是非常的能够非常耐心的接待。
Instead, when people came to him, he was able to welcome them and love them and heal them.
所以当人来找他有需求的时候，他能够与他们同行，能够爱他们。然后能够治愈他们，帮助他们。
So our job, if we want to live like Jesus, is to ask this question.
如果我们想要过得像耶稣基督的话，我们必须要问这个问题：如果耶稣是我，他会如何生活
？How would Jesus live if he were me?
如果耶稣是我，他会如何生活呢
？If he were walking around in your shoes, what would he be doing?
如果是他穿着您的鞋的话，他会是做些什么事呢？
Would he be resting more, cutting down on activities, spending more time in prayer, getting rid of clutter in your home? What do you think he'd be doing?
他会不会是就是多点时间休息，然后划掉一些不必要的活动，然后多花时间在祷告上，然后把家里那些乱七八糟都清理一遍，会吗？
It's pretty obvious, though, that we're not Jesus. And although we have the goal of being like him in our lives, we cannot force it to happen.
很显然，我们不是基督耶稣，所以我们即使想要达到这个目标的话，我们还是不能够勉强自己做到的。
So instead of just trying to be like Jesus, we actually need to train to be like him.
所以不是光是想要像耶稣就能够变得像耶稣，而是要经过一番的操练，我们才能够变得像耶稣。
Imagine if an athlete showed up for a game without practicing and just tried to win.
哦，你有没有想到一个运动员从来不练习的，然后一上场就想赢？您觉得可能吗
？It wouldn't go very well, right?
呀，不太可能吧。
And in the same way, we can't just try to be like Jesus.
同样的，我们不能说我们只想要像耶稣。
So what we have to do is we have to train to be like him. So when the moment arises, we can act like him.
而是我们日常有锻炼，所以当这个时机来到的时候，我们才能够行他所行。
So in this world of extreme hurry, we need some practices that can help us be like Jesus.
所以在这个讲究速度的这个时代里面，我们必须要操练一些东西。
And this is where slowing and silence and solitude, simplicity and Sabbath come into play.
所以这个时候就这四个 S 就很重要了，也就是那个放慢脚步，然后有静默，然后独处，然后简化生活，然后是有安息，四个 S。
And today we're just going to look at the practice of slowing. We'll save the rest for another time.
今天我们就只讲第一样，就是放慢脚步，其他的我以后再讲。
So what do I mean by slowing?
对，我说放慢脚步是什么意思呢
？I mean that you actually physically slow down.The speed at which you move through life.
我讲的就是你真真实实的身体上能够慢下来。
How does this make us more like Jesus?
这个怎么能够把我们身体慢下来？怎么能够让我们像耶稣基督呢
？When you slow down your body, you actually slow down your life.
就当你把身体缓下来的时候，你的生活的步骤也都缓下来了。
And when you move slower, it's going to quickly force all of your impatience to the hurry.Or to the surface.
所以当你在老是在忙的时候，你所有的东西都是一些表面，都浮出来了。
Slowing allows us to build patience by deliberately putting ourselves in positions where we have to wait.
所以当我们放慢了 放慢了脚步，然后把它放故意摆在一个需要训练耐心的一个状态的时候，我们就是慢慢会越来越有耐心。
And what we do with our bodies actually affects both our minds and our souls. So when we slow down our bodies, we're actually forcing our minds and souls to slow down as well.
因为我们的身心灵都是连接的，所以当我们身体嘛缓下来的时候，我们心跟灵也都缓下来。
And when you slow down, it gives you space to think before you act or before you speak.
所以当你能够缓下脚步的时候，给你时间去想，想好了再去做。
It gives you margin and space to listen to God.
给你有空间、时间来聆听神的话语。
It helps us deal with interruptions like Jesus did.
让我们能够怎样应对这些不时而来的一些阻拦或者一些扰乱，就像耶稣基督那样很从容的应付。
It helps us love people better.
也让我们能够更爱我们身边的人。
So here's some things that you can do to slow down.
所以我这下面有几样事情，实际的事情，你们可以帮助你能够放慢脚步。
I'm going to admit some of these are very painful.
我必须要承认这些事情对我来说有些痛苦，有些困难。
So number one, drive the speed limit.
照着时速来开车。不要超速。
You can even intentionally get into the slow lane and drive slower than the speed limit.
甚至选一辆慢道车，开得比时速还要慢一点。I can do that. No problem.
You can come to a full stop at stop signs.
对，在这个停止的那个路牌的上面，你可以完完全全停下来，不要只是做一个好像滑动式的停止。
You can stop texting while you drive.
不要一边开车一边送信息，好像手机送信息啊。
You can show up to an appointment 10 minutes early without your phone and just do nothing but wait.
可以在一个约会的时间前十分钟找到，然后不要看手机。
You can choose the longest line at the grocery store.
在超市的时候特别选一个最长的队伍排在那里等候。
You can walk slowly.
走得慢一点，放慢你的脚步，走得稍微慢一点 ，OK， 别那么快。
You can cut 1 to 3 activities from your schedule and then use that extra time to rest.
把你所谓的必做的那些名单上面划掉1到3样的事情，省下的时间您可以休息一下。
Or you can work on one thing at a time instead of multitasking.
或者是事情一样一样的做，不要像三头六臂一起做。
So try some of these out. You can make a game out of it.
你试试看好不好 ？OK， 试试看。
But as you practice it, notice what it does to your soul.
然后当你在试这些事情，有件事情要做，就是看这些事情对你有些什么样的影响，特别是你心灵上的影响。
Pay attention to the difference it's making in your body.
然后看你身体有什么不一样的反应。
And if slowing down leads to a really strong emotion, stop and figure out why.
如果让你觉得情绪很波动的话，您停下来想想看，为什么你会有这样的反应
？You may feel aggravated or angry or impatient, and if you do, you got to take that to God in prayer and figure out what's underneath that.
如果您觉得很受刺激，或者是很甚至生发怒气，很没有耐心的话，您可以向神祷告，求神能够帮助你。
Ask him what's going on, and ask him what lie you're believing that's causing you to feel that way.
然后问神说。到底是发生什么事情？为什么我会有这样的反应？是不是我又相信了一些什么谎言
？Because under your emotions is a lie that you're believing, either about yourself or about someone else.
所以在你这些情绪下的上东西，很多时候是有关你自己或者有关别人的。
Our goal in life is to be more like Jesus.
我们人生的目标是能够活得越来越像主耶稣基督。
And Jesus moved through life at a slow pace.
然后耶稣他的模式就是一个比较放缓脚步的一个模式。
And moving slowly is our first step to disengage from a society of speed.
所以放慢脚步是我们能够脱离这个所谓超时速社会的一个第一步。
So if you practice moving slowly this week, I guarantee it's going to put you in a great spot to to be used by God and to love your neighbors better.
所以这个礼拜您就操练这一样事情，就放慢脚步，像他刚刚建议的一些事情啊，不要超速哈，不要 tax、okay? 然后一个礼拜下来，我相信对你跟神，你跟神与人的关系都会有不同。
Please pray with me.
大家跟我一起祷告。
Father, we confess that we have been moving through life too quickly.
神啊，我们承认我们日子过得实在是太匆忙了。
We have been skimming the surface and moving too fast to go deep with you and with our loved ones.
我们的一生都是这么的虚浮，然后我们就是快速，然后以至于你不能有更深一层的认识，也不能多爱别人。
Help us to disengage from the society of speed and help us see the reasons that we're in such a rush and bring them to you.
让我们脱离这个所谓的讲求速度的这个社会，也让我们能够了解为什么我们老是这样忙到这里，忙到那里，让我们能够带到你的面前。
Heal our minds of the lies that we believe about ourselves and about others that cause us to rush.
然后让我们能够认识到我们所相信那些谎言，有关自己的谎言，以及那些让我们那个这么匆匆忙忙过日子的那些谎言。
And help us to live slowly like Jesus did.
让我们能够放慢我们的脚步，过得从容一些，就像主耶稣一样。
We acknowledge our limits. We can't do it all.
我们也承认我们是有限制的，我们不能够做所有的事情。
So I ask you to show each of us what's the most important thing for us to do, and help us to do that well without rushing.
让我们能够认知到什么是生命中最重要的事情，也让我们能够把那个事情做好，能够从容的，不匆忙的做好。
God of peace, we offer you our worries. We bring you our brokenness and we surrender our striving.
平安的神啊，我们把我们的所有的忧虑，把我们的破碎，把我们的一切负担都交付在您，给您。
Help us to take your easy yoke and show us how to lighten our burdens.
让我们能够担起您所谓的轻的担子，也让我们能够知道如何能够减轻我们的重担。
And as we rest in your presence, we ask that you help us to receive your peace.
当我们在你里面安息的时候，我求您赐给我们平安。
We ask this in your name, Jesus.
我们将奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。 Amen.